Several groups in New South Wales have launched a constitutional challenge against controversial protest laws, which restrict public assemblies for up to 3 months following terrorist incidents. The laws rushed through Parliament in the wake of the Bondi attack prevent police authorisation of protests after a public assembly restriction declaration. The groups filing the challenge, the Black Caucus, Jews Against Occupation 48 and Palestine Action Group, argue the laws are invalid because they impermissibly burden the implied constitutional freedom of communication on government and political matters. Palestine Action Group organiser Josh Lees says the laws won't make anyone safer.
Not for the first time, Chris Mintz has sought to exploit community fear after the horrific Bondi attack to launch an extreme erosion of our democratic rights and free speech in New South Wales. There is, of course, absolutely no basis for the preposterous claim that millions of people who have opposed and have marched against Israel's genocide in Gaza can possibly be blamed for the Bondi attack.
Israel denies that it is committing a genocide.